Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jenny Madsen and we're going to be visiting about the holiday tour of homes. Good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning.
You have been a busy lady because December 2nd is this holiday tour of homes. Are you all ready?
Close.
Well,
a few more things to do and then we will be ready.
And you've got you have a couple more days here to kind of settle in and get it all done. So, Jenny, where do you live? What's your address?
My address is 3008 Chestnut.
Okay. I think we have three homes on Chestnut Street, which will make it really easy for people to find all of the homes.
Yes.
And is it a two-story, one-story? Kind of describe your home for us.
It's a ranch. It's a one-story with a basement.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to go to the basement?
Yes, you will be able to go to the basement.
Okay. Let's first talk about, do you have a theme through the entire house or a theme in some of the rooms?
I decorate primarily in primitives and country. So it's very primitive.
Yes. And does that include, when I think primitive, I think quite a few like nature-related items?
More of old-fashioned antiques.
Okay.
My husband always complains because I find stuff like in garbage cans and stuff. The more of the paint that's off of it, the better that I like it.
Some people just don't understand that, do they, Jenny?
No, they don't.
But you have to be really creative. And this will be one of the fun things about seeing your home is to see how you have taken something that was a piece of junk and you've made it a really creative kind of addition to your home. So that'll be really fun for people to look for. And I think it's one of the fun things about this tour is that you get to see other people's creativity and maybe go home and, you know, use one of the ideas in your own home.
So, yes, I would agree. I've gotten a lot of ideas from looking at other people's houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about trees. How about how many trees do you have? What kinds of trees? Where are they?
I tried to put a tree in every room.
Oh, yes.
They're all different kinds. My kids have different colored trees in their rooms. Otherwise, in the other rooms, they're just... slender, primitive trees.
Mm-hmm. And do your kids have special things they like to collect and put on their trees?
No. My youngest son likes Iowa Hawkeye, so his is a black tree with gold balls.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest son likes the color blue, so his tree is blue with different blue balls on it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Again, just kind of putting a little different spin on it's not just a green tree with colored lights on it. It's kind of, but that shows personality.
That's right.
Yeah, and
that's right.
I think that's what we see in each of the homes is the different personalities of the people who live there. What about in your living room? Do you have a tree there?
I do have a tree. It's kind of tucked in the corner, but our big main tree that we'll use when Santa comes is in our basement.
Mm-hmm.
That has the traditional ornaments and that kind of stuff on it.
Things that, your kids have made? I mean, these are things that you've collected over time?
They're just, they're old antique balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to take a look at that. And do you have a fireplace?
No, I do not have a fireplace.
Okay. Let's talk about color. When you talk about the primitive, are there any special colors that you've kind of carried throughout the, other than the trees, just kind of as your home normally? Do you have any kind of color themes you follow?
My house is primarily browns and greens, darker colors.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I say it's homey.
Uh-huh.
It's very warm.
Okay, kind of earthy and peaceful, probably.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you mentioned your kids. Let's talk about a little more about them. What are their ages?
Eric is 10, and Ethan is 12.
Okay, pretty close in age. Now, hopefully have had fun growing up together. You know, brotherly fights, but hopefully they've had a good time together, too.
Daily.
Yeah. So is there something special that they like to do that you do as a family because, you know, you want your boys to have these memories of Christmas? Any special traditions?
What we try to do is on Christmas Day, after Santa Claus comes, we just all kind of just sit around and watch Christmas movies all day. Different kind of Christmas movies.
Probably some of those newer kid ones, but maybe some of those old-time ones, too?
Yep.
Oh, great. Yep. A little popcorn or little snacky things along with that?
Yep. Hors d'oeuvres all day.
Very good. I want to go back to some of your rooms. What about your kitchen? I think you mentioned will we be able to see your kitchen?
Yes. Okay. The kitchen is small, so it's a smaller tree in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several small trees in there.
So we need to look around.
Yes. There's everywhere you look, there will be something to see.
All right. And I think if you were saying it was okay that the Family Crisis Support Network or the Friends of the Family will be supplying some cookies that will be somewhere in your house, at probably the kitchen or the dining room where they can pick up a cookie.
That'll be on the kitchen counter.
Okay. And you have a separate dining room or area with your living room? How's your dining? Where's your dining area?
It's open concept. It goes from kitchen to dining to living. So you'll be able to, it just all kind of runs in together.
Okay. Well, it sounds really fun. What about, we haven't talked about if you have any special collections that you've collected a specific thing over the years.
Nothing really. Just little knickknacks here and there.
Mm-hmm. Probably as you see something primitive that just says your name on it, you say, oh, yeah, I got to have that.
That's rough.
And what about outdoors? Anything special outdoors we should look for?
No, not this year. We just moved to Atlantic in June, so we're still trying to get everything unpacked and ready. So.
And I think it's an extra challenge when you haven't decorated a home before to kind of see how everything's going to fit.
Yes. You are correct on that one.
Yeah, so you have some extra challenges there. But it's really great that you're sharing your home and, you know, just having come to Atlantic. And we should remind folks, I kind of mentioned that this was coming up soon. It is December 2nd. That is on Sunday and 4 to 7 p.m. Somebody said, well, that's kind of late. Well, that way we get to see all your pretty lights.
That's right. It makes it look very nice.
Yes. And, of course, the Festival of Trees will be closing just before that. So you can go right from the Festival of Trees if you haven't been there and come to the holiday tour of homes. And starting at any one of the homes. And, Jenny, you'll have somebody there selling tickets if they want to start at your house?
Yes.
So start at any of the houses. Or if you want, you can buy your tickets now at Tinderbox, Pretty Woman, or Brinks Flower and Gift. And but you don't have to do that. If you want to just make up your mind, you can start at any of the houses. And we've talked to Jane Becker and Marie Parrott, Margaret Slepsky, and now Jenny Madsen. Those are the hosts for the tour of the four homes. And I know it's just going to be really neat. Now, Jenny, you get to go see all the homes before other people. That's kind of exciting.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and it's a good way to get acquainted with a lot of people. You have a lot of people you've never met and seen come to your house.
Yes, it'll be fun to share my house with other people.
Yeah, and so that would be nice if they would introduce themselves and tell them who you are or tell you who they are and get a little bit better acquainted with Jenny if you have an opportunity. So we want to thank you very much, Jenny, for visiting with us today and especially for opening your home, getting ready, sharing your home on this holiday tour of homes. I know it's a lot of work for you.
I'm excited.
Good.
It goes to a good cause.
Good, yes. All the profits does go to Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. And so you can feel good about the $10 fee because it goes to a good cause. You get to see other people. You get to see great homes. And it's just a wonderful Sunday afternoon for the holidays. So thank you again, Jenny Madsen, for visiting with us and for opening your home.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself.